Greetings. Today we're going to chat about being perfect or not being perfect, whatever that is. Let's acknowledge that there may be a few people who are what we could call perfect, but very few, so we'll leave those aside and generalize and say nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. Let's look first at the imperfections we have. We have millions of them. We have imperfect Jews, imperfect Muslims, imperfect Catholics. Well, you have to be imperfect to be a Catholic, unless you're a Pope. You're born a sinner. Then we have imperfect Protestants. And most of all, we have imperfect atheists. Subcategories. We have imperfect mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandfathers. And then we have imperfect doctors, nurses, cooks, gardeners, carpenters. It's endless imperfection. Let's stop and take a look at one thing. I'm telling you now, You, listening to this, are an absolute miracle, an amazing miracle. If you subscribe to evolution, you, started out as a little spineless blob in a little pool of water somewhere. And over eons, you've evolved. And you've evolved and evolved and evolved until you're this amazing animal that's standing upright on two little tiny pieces of things we call feet. You're amazing. And not only that, inside you, there are myriads of miracles happening all the time. Billions of cells all working in comparative harmony to breathe, to pump blood around, to digest food, to move, to think, to feel. You're a miracle. We're all a miracle. So what is this idea of perfect? I'll tell you now. It doesn't exist. It's a figment of the mind. And the mind that's been programmed about how to be perfect by people who are not perfect. Isn't that silly? So the mind is trying to be the way nobody is. And it can't be because it works in duality. Only duality. Either past or an imagined future. So when your mind tells you, you could have done that better, talk to your mind. Say, excuse me, if you're now telling me I could have done that better in what you call the past, how come you didn't tell me at the time? And it didn't tell you at the time because it didn't have the experience of that event at that time. It has it now. It's being very smart about how it could be. Now it's had the experience of how it was. We have different types of insecurity, different types of feeling imperfect. We have people who display being imperfect in order to cover up how imperfect they actually feel. Then we have silent imperfection. And then we have people who go over the top of their imperfection. They're the most insecure. And they're telling us and themselves all the time that they're perfect, they're secure, they demonstrate it. Whatever they say, they know, they're sure. Take a look at the possibility that the more sure the person tells you they are, the more insecure they are. What did Shakespeare say? Methinks thou protesteth too much. So I'd like to consider this. At any moment, you're doing the very best you know how, in any given moment. Afterwards, the mind can tell you something else, but in each moment, you're doing your very best. And it's not that you couldn't do better, but to do that, you'd have to be more present in the moment, just as it is. And most people, most of the time, don't know how to do that. And how come they don't know how to do that? Because they've never met anybody that lives that way. The people we meet, our parents, our teachers, pretty well everybody we see on television or on the big screen, there is no example of absolute presence. So we don't really know what it is. So we keep trying for something, a perfection, that imperfect people have tried to tell us how to be. It's impossible. So this is what I'm suggesting for today, just today. Be who you are. And acknowledge the miracle of who you are, just as you are. No matter how imperfect your mind tries to tell you you are, be who you are in each moment. And in that moment, see how honest you will allow yourself to be to yourself, and if you're ready for a drop of trouble, to everyone else. Be honest. Expose yourself. Show yourself. Oh, it's such a relief. It takes so much energy, such hard work to hide, to lie. Give yourself a holiday. Be who you are today. And that's perfect.